Secretary Sean Duffy, sanctuary cities won't get a red cent to repair infrastructure damaged by rioters. By Hannah Knudsen on June 16, 2025. Rogue state actors will forfeit their Department of Transportation, DOT, funding if they do not comply with federal immigration enforcement efforts, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned on Monday. The USDOT will not fund rogue state actors who refuse to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement, Duffy said, issuing a more specific warning to the cities that are allowing rioters to destroy their infrastructure. And to cities that stand by while rioters destroy transportation infrastructure, don't expect a red cent from DOT, either. Follow the law, or forfeit the funding, he warned. This action could threaten massive amounts of funding for areas with significant reliance on federal resources to keep things running. Duffy's pointed warning follows President Donald Trump upping the ante on Sunday by ordering the expansion of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, actions in urban areas. Every day, the brave men and women of ICE are subjected to violence, harassment, and even threats from radical Democrat politicians. But nothing will stop us from executing our mission and fulfilling our mandate to the American people, Trump said. ICE officers are here with ordered, by notice of this truth, to do all in their power to achieve the very important goal of delivering the single largest mass deportation program in history. He continued, pushing for greater enforcement efforts to detain and deport criminal illegal aliens in large urban areas including Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York City. These, and other such cities, are the core of the Democrat power center, where they use illegal aliens to expand their voter base, cheat in elections, and grow the welfare state, robbing good-paying jobs and benefits from hard-working American citizens, he said, directing his administration to put every resource possible behind this effort and reverse the tide of mass destruction migration that has turned once idyllic towns into scenes of third-world dystopia. Our federal government will continue to be focused on the re-migration of aliens to the places from where they came, and preventing the admission of anyone who undermines the domestic tranquility of the United States, he added. That warning shot came after riots began in the city of Los Angeles, as anti-ICE Mexican flag protesters took to the streets in protest of the ICE operations in LA. Those operations resulted in the arrests of several criminal illegal aliens with criminal histories including child molestation, second-degree murder, grand larceny, willful cruelty to a child, assault with intent to commit rape, distribution of cocaine and heroin, and much more found here and here. Related, fuck ICE, leftist protesters flood Los Angeles as National Guard defends ICE detention center. This is not the first time Duffy has warned rogue state actors and localities that they could lose funding for not cooperating with America First policies. In April, Duffy warned that the DOT would not fund projects for states or localities if they continued to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants or continue diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI, efforts. We have what is called follow the law. We have so many states and municipalities that don't follow the law, Duffy said at the time. So whether it's DEI, discriminating against Americans, whether they give illegals driver's licenses or their sanctuary cities or states, if you don't follow the law, if you're giving licenses to illegals, if you're having DEI policies, we're not going to fund your projects.